hour. We're 7 half the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and we're very happy to have had the company, companionship, and interesting conversation with Greg Grunberg.
This is a great way to wake up.
Huh?
4 in the morning?
Especially when you don't have a Yeah, I'm up at 2:01. Jennifer's up at 2-something.
Oh,
in order to make
I sleep until 5:20. I'm the only smart one on the East Coast, Greg.
Right. Yeah.
I had too many Shirley Temples this weekend.
Did you?
What happened to me?
Greg's son got bar mitzvah. Yeah. That's all set. Did you do it Saturday or yesterday?
Saturday. But it's the whole thing. You got Friday night services.
Like
you go to
Doug.
Yeah, it's the whole weekend.
Yeah.
I had a party for my dad this weekend, too. And man, oh, man, it really is. It's just, it takes Friday night you're cleaning, Saturday you're cleaning, Sunday you're spending the whole day cleaning up again.
It's right. Like, listen, I was chopping corn yesterday on the farm.
I was supposed to have friends over on Saturday night, and they canceled, and I was so happy.
I'm on my way to the bar mitzvah and get a call from the caterer says, you need more. This is right before I left the house. You need more booze. We need, I was like, Jews aren't drinkers. Yes, they are. Trust me, in this economy, they're drinking.
In this economy.
Right. So I stopped. I was going to tell you real quick.
You stopped.
Yeah, I bought more, vodka, and I had it. But I have a pickup truck. So I'm yelling, my wife and I are got the kids, and we're dressed in the suits, and we're yelling at each other like, F you, I'll see you at the temple. Okay.
This is how it's done.
Have a nice time.
Bring the vodka.
Bring the vodka. I get in my car, get in my truck, I start driving, and I hear,
no.
I forgot to close the hatch door on the pickup truck.
Oh, no.
Vodka's flying out of the back of my truck.
Really?
People starving for vodka in my neighborhood.
Yeah, as well as bottles of grenadine and this blue stuff. Yeah, I was a mess.
Good Lord. All right, so one of the things that Greg has going for him, besides a great acting career, very creative guy, the coupon site Get Yowza. GetYowza.com.
Or just download the app, Yowza.
Yowza is the app.
Okay.
For free.
Yeah. Get you the ability to save lots of money on anything. You could go to Bed Bath & Beyond. You can go to the box store. You go to the supermarket.
Yeah, Big Five Sporting Goods to Super Value.
You guys are not mentioning the best one, which is Ulta. Oh.
Ulta or Sears, by the way, right now. If you're going to buy anything for the holiday, go to Sears. 5% coupon on your phone.
So how does this work? You
really
have spiders that find these and just bring them in?
No, we make a deal with all of these. These are all unique offers.
So you have somebody who works with you that goes out and does that?
Yeah, we have a team of salespeople.
I can't imagine. Hey, this is Greg Grunberg. Can I speak to the manager of the Sears store, please? And see if
you can get... No, we talk to corporate headquarters.
That's
how you get 50,000 locations on. But Yowza, I get people stopping me now thanking me for Yowza, because if you use it, literally you use it 3 or 4 times.
People know you have done this.
I created it,
But people know that.
Yes.
People, when they see you acting on television, they say, automatically, hey,
it's the Yowza guy.
Yowza guy.
Yeah. It's sort of the Billy Mays of actors.
Yeah. And then there is this game. If you go to crushepilepsy.com, unfortunately, one of Greg's sons has epilepsy, so he's become very involved in the Epilepsy Foundation. So if you go to crushepilepsy.com and then sign up for the game,
it'll take you on your mobile device, on your iPad, iPhone.
The only person in America who's not been able to do this so far is me.
That's right, because you've got the Irish version of the iPad, which is dipped in alcohol. I don't know.
What gas station did you buy that iPad?
Yeah, but you're pretty savvy. You're savvy about this stuff, and you can't figure out how.
It's taking us to the Irish or to the App Store in Ireland, and here we are sitting in Santa Monica, California. So I don't know why it's still doing that. We'll figure it out.
Buy a beer.
But if you download, go to crushepilepsy.com from your device, takes you right to the App Store, download this free game, and $1 goes to the Epilepsy Foundation of America. And trust me, they need it. We need to find a cure. My oldest son has epilepsy. 5 million people in this country alone, 50 million people all over the world are dealing with seizures and epilepsy, including our veterans, our heroes that are over fighting for our freedom, and they come back with head trauma and stuff. We need to find a cure. Download the game for free, and you're doing a great thing, because $1 goes to
And I'm telling my friends, and a lot of them are doing it. You download the game, you try, even if you don't like the game, which you will, it's fun, it's cool, I've been playing it.
But that's not the point.
Yeah.
A dollar gets donated to epilepsy.
So we can crush epilepsy, yes.
All right, how are you on... You're not the kind of guy that people gossip about. I look at all of these things every day. We see Lindsay Lohan does this, and the Kardashians are doing that.
I'm a happily married, father of three. I'm pretty boring.
Yeah.
I don't get wrapped up. I mean, occasionally paparazzi will follow me a little bit.
Your wife doesn't catch you glancing at some attractive woman as she's walking by?
Oh, all the time.
Huh. But is that part of being a... I have.
But no one wants to write about it. Greg Grunberg checks out the UPS lady.
I see you. I see you as the kind of guy who would have an absolute ball with the TMZ crew following you around.
Oh, I actually
you guys
do.
Would end up drinking together or something like that, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I actually get them coming up to me going, "Dude, I just got to tell you, man, you're so nice. You're the nice guy."
Sorry, you know. We can't put you on the show because you're so nice.
Exactly.
But that can be a problem. When Richie, you remember the discussions we had with the Home and Garden, and then. With the producers, this guy that we did we actually did sort of a pilot of a show that was the television version of the Good Day program.
Mm.
And we had Richie and Jennifer.
Yeah, they
and
came
Roberta
in and filmed
they,
us the whole
they
day.
They filmed us for a day mm-hmm. and put it together as a pilot. And then the guy says to me after he shopped it around a little bit, there's no dysfunction here.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do anything.
You know, if we put us all in the
no
same
dysfunction.
Room, there'd be dysfunction.
Right.
Yeah, if we
you
were
know,
all
we're
the
just
same
all,
place.
You but know, in our
you know what they're
places.
What they're all looking for right now. You could have the greatest idea for a reality show, and I have several of them. Trust
yeah,
me,
I bet you do.
Every one of them that I pitch, they say, "Okay, who's the Gordon Ramsay of the show?
Yeah,
who
right.
is the jerk? Who's the guy who's just going to explode?"
The Simon Cowell. Yeah,
yeah, the Simon Cowell. Who you know, it's it, you have.
What
to
does that say about our society, though, and how
I know.
What your kids are growing up to watch, or what in general, even as adults, what do we? There's so much focus on these
people like
little...
conflict and train wrecks.
But
yeah.
why?
Unfortunately,
hey, listen,
I don't,
even
it makes
Leave
you
it the
feel
Beaver.
Better about your own life.
Even yeah. Leave It to Beaver had Eddie Haskell.
Exactly. Right. I think it's always been this way. I don't think it has to be train wrecks.
Human nature.
Yeah, I think, it, and also you want to see extreme characters. That's why you watch mm-hmm. TV is to escape into a world that you could only, you know, maybe peek at through the news occasionally. But to live with them for a half hour is what's exciting.
So, what's the most extreme character you've ever played? Who is the most extreme?
Who is the most extreme character?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I mean, I've done some extreme things, but...
you talked about the 60-foot spider, but that's not a character.
My character on Felicity was kind of... It wasn't extreme, but
He was eccentric.
He was eccentric, and he was so passionate about things. But, I wore assless chaps.
Really?
On that show.
You and Prince.
Yeah. Can Doug borrow those?
Absolutely.
No, he cannot.
I was thinking about the difference in your butt and Prince's butt and looking at a...
Oh, you know what? The most extreme character was on a movie that is one of the skeletons in my closet that I don't usually talk about. It's called The Dark Room. And I played a guy who killed women. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible, terrible role. I wasn't a cop.
Yeah.
I was a family man, and I would go out at night and take pictures.
Did you kill Eric Roberts in something? Don't I remember telling that story?
I killed Eric Roberts on Heroes.
Oh,
Eric,
right, okay.
So when Eric works, Eric, such a great actor and great guy, when he works, he does this thing where he just walks around the set and he plays the horns with his mouth. He's just like, he walks around, and after, you know, 10 minutes, you're like, come on, Eric, seriously, you got to stop. You got to stop. He just doesn't stop. That's his thing, right? So when I killed him, I literally shot him, and I'm standing over his body. And during one take, I just went, and he started laughing. It's a blooper. It's a Heroes blooper. It's great.
Pretty funny stuff. Greg Grunberg is here on the Good Day program, 16 past the hour.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
All right, the Good Day program continuing with Craig Grunberg and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen. How are you? I don't know anything about your politics. Is that by design?
Yeah, you know what? I really do feel that when a celebrity starts giving you kind of, you know, their political views, or like when I follow some celebrities and they give me advice on how to have a peaceful day or what you,
right.
I mean, who gives a rat's banana? Seriously, to quote you.
That for me, thank
I
you.
Did. Yeah. I'm telling you, I couldn't care less. I mean, I will send out.
And likewise, you don't think people care about what your politics are either.
At all.
Yeah.
And I don't want to share
Does
them
your
with
wife
people.
Even. Share, care about your politics?
Well, yeah, we definitely have our views,
yeah.
and but as soon as like when the election was happening, you know, I actually thought I would talk about both sides. I would be like, thank God we have two really smart guys running for office right now.
You're
what
the,
a great debate!
You're
blah, blah, blah.
Now were people after
that.
You
most
on Twitter?
Said we had two horrible choices. And,
oh well, yeah, but at least they could hold a conversation. Yeah. At least for two people.
Did people on Twitter, Greg, ask you who you were voting for?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
All the time,
and,
right?
Yes. And by the way, Melissa Joan Hart, okay. Who's,
yeah, that's
now,
why I brought it up, because I know you said she's your partner now.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was bad for her. And
what happened? I don't know what happened.
Because she said, I'm about to, yeah, she's a partner in Yowza, right? And so we were talking about interviews and how, because we get 30 seconds. So how do you, when you, she's a mom, so it's easy for her to say, I'm a mom, I'll save money. And she said, well, I've got to let this storm blow over. It was right during the election. And it was because she actually came out and said, yeah, I voted for Romney. Who cares? Fine.
Yeah.
You know, half my family voted for Romney and the other half voted for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she got attacked.
Do you get pressure from Hollywood to use your influence?
Yes. I mean, I do get asked to go to this function, that function, or tweet, you know, certainly support
stay
this
with
or that.
Me. Just stay with me.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't think people care.
Ed McMahon said to me, nobody knew his politics.
Yeah.
I figured it out, but nobody ever knew. And since I'm a pitchman, I'm not going to alien half of the people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've already said the wrong things when I try to say something funny.
Yeah.
I offend people.
21
yeah.
after on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Greg Grunberg is here. He said he said Grunberg.
Yeah.
All right, so Greg is here with Jennifer and Richie and me. We're talking, the same conversation is going on off the air as on the air. The interesting things that you see and do and when you have an interesting life, but still there's a routine. And life is, you have to go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I really object to, a lot of people try to put you into this world that is, it's unreal. You have to go to the bathroom. You got to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do things. You go to the store. You do. You drive your kids to school. Whatever it is that you do.
Hold
you,
up a bank.
All right. Yeah. Right. Any of those things.
Yeah.
And so we're wearing a Nixon mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's come on. Just like everybody else.
Yeah. Exactly.
I put that's my political. Pants on. You know, I look.
I said this always. One leg. You don't do. You
well, no. I pay somebody to put my pants on one leg at a time.
Really?
Just like everybody else.
Really? Okay. How about shaving?
Shaving?
Yeah.
Yes. And the neck massage. The whole thing.
Yeah. Perfect. So. When you, you're around all these people that take themselves too seriously, or in a sense, we were just talking about some of the crazies that follow you, that's a whole new world. The internet and the way people connect you on social
media. Have you ever had any stalkers? Because, I mean, you're very popular on social media. So.
I have, yeah, I have.
Would you like a new one?
It's sure, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
So, what's the craziest stalker you've ever had?
You know, we know where they where I find them is at bookstores, and I love bookstores, and so I'll be in a bookstore. It's I don't know why, but Barnes and Noble, I love that store.
Really?
No, come on, Barnes and Noble, come on, Yowza. But in Barnes and Noble, twice. I had this one woman came up to me and there was an event years ago. It was a CD release for the music from Felicity. We had some great music on Felicity, and at UCLA we had this thing. And she's probably listening right now. I'm in trouble, but anyway, I didn't show because I had a cold. I was sick.
Yeah.
She remembered that day. She came up to me, this woman, in Barnes & Noble, and she had this glazed look on her face. It was the Yasser Arafat eyes she had. And she literally just looked at me, and the second she looked at me, I said to Elizabeth, to my wife, I said, can you just, I'll see you, meet you out in the parking lot. And she knew, go get the car. And I literally, this woman said to me, I was at UCLA. You were supposed to be there. You weren't there. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Oh, wow.
It she went misery
so,
on you.
Yeah. Wow. Absolutely. She was breaking my legs at the end of the bed.
Really?
It was scary.
Wow.
Play Misty for me.
Yes. And then I also get tweets. There's some tweets that I get that I just go, block, because you can block people.
Right. Yeah.
And then inevitably I'll get 16 people immediately. Why are you blocking our friend? At crazyperson.com. Why are you blocking him?
Potential axe murderer.
Exactly. But I just say the majority of the people, and you have to get this too. My God. People are nice. People don't come up and go, Doug Stefan, I hate your show. They come up and say, I love you.
Here's what happens, and it happened last Friday. Somebody was really crazy about a commercial that I was doing, and the product is offering 40% off if you tell me this needed DougStefan.com.
Mm-hmm.
So this person calls to order and says that the people at the fulfillment house don't know anything about a 40% off deal for Doug Stefan. So the guy then calls everybody, the local station, finds somehow or other, Richie, a connection to, I don't know if you were in on this email trail.
No,
or
I didn't
not,
hear about it.
To the management outfit that I use in New York. And they're involved. I don't even know how they're involved, because this client has nothing to do with these people at all. But somehow this guy, again, he's emailing me all weekend long, what are we supposed to do with this person? And I finally said, well, what is the, because I normally, I don't want to get involved. I'll just say, okay, here, guys, take care of this. Because you can normally settle it pretty quickly. This guy wasn't letting go. And he just, well, you misrepresented it, and Stefan is a liar. And, it's, for whatever the reason, the communication didn't happen.
So you got my email then.
Cool. But that's the kind of silly, take it so seriously. Okay, man.
Yeah.
Take a breather.
Yeah.
Take
crazy.
A deep
It'll
breath.
Be okay, man.
28 past the hour.
Just in time for Black Friday. Get unlimited talk.
Call your mother.
Text.
OMG.
And text. That's right. It texts what you think.
Shut the front door.
That's what I'm saying. The next generation of smartphone has it all.
But does it have deals on all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Sears Black Friday starts 8 p.m. Thursday with up to 50% off appliance doorbusters. This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Doorbusters through Friday, 1 p.m. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This holiday, Toys for Tots celebrates 65 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one U.S. Marine delivered 5,000 toys. Today, they provide toys and books to over 7 million children in over 700 communities nationwide. With 16 million children living in poverty, millions of families will struggle to make ends meet this holiday. Fortunately, they can turn to Toys for Tots for help. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater for Americans to support Toys for Tots. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated at all Toys R Us or Babies R Us stores through December 2nd. Monetary donations are accepted now through December 24th and online at toysrus.com/toysfortots.
Fidelity Investments is taking connectivity to the financial markets to the next level with their next generation of mobile apps for iPhone and Android smartphones. Richard Blunk, Executive Vice President, Digital Distribution at Fidelity.
The demand for sophisticated mobile solutions is increasing, and Fidelity is answering that challenge with our next generation mobile apps that give investors real-time analysis, research, and trading tools in the palm of their hand.
For more information, go to fidelity.com/iPhone and fidelity.com/Android. Systems availability and response times may be subject to mobile phone network and market conditions. Fidelity Brokerage Services.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Pleasure of Greg Grunberg's companionship, I guess that's
right. Company.
Yeah, friendly.
How do you like the radio thing affable. So far, Greg? You've been here for a few hours now.
I like it a lot. We were talking. I've been asked to kind of try this a couple times, and that was one of the reasons why I was like, I'm not going to phone this. You invited me. You said, you got to come. You got to sit here. You got to And this is the way to do it. I love it.
I thought it was perfect. All these things are going on in your life. And, okay, let's have a reason or three or four or five reasons, and you can come over. And I said to you when we were emailing back and forth, you might as well come. I'm going to be in the house next week. Just come on over.
We have no script, really. I mean, we have a loose outline of things we need to cover during the day. We've thrown that out today pretty much. Yeah. But, I mean, we just kind of roll with the punches. And how is that different from what you do as an actor day to day when you walk in with your script?
Oh, well, we have to get certain things, and we have a certain amount of time to get them. I mean, it's really, really... But having said that, I'm the goofball on the set. I mean, I do all my homework at home. I'm overly prepared, so when I get there, I goof off.
How do you do that at home? How do you keep your three sons
with three kids,
your wife away from you?
It's tough.
You close yourself in a study or
a
something?
A man cave.
Yeah. I have a man cave. I actually have a tiny little closet that I converted.
Like this?
This is nice. Mine is literally a closet with sound foam all around it, and I send my audition, my voiceover auditions, or I do interviews from there, or I'll go in there and I'll read, you know, my scripts over and over and over again, because truthfully, I have to hear it out loud. Uh-huh. I can't not, you know.
So you tape yourself and then listen back to it?
I don't do that because I change it every
time. You hear yourself saying it.
Yeah, there's an app that actually a friend of mine created for actors, and you can actually read into it, and then you just listen to it over and over again in the car. The problem with that is you become like a child actor. I've directed a lot of child actors, not a lot, but actually they're like robots. They've learned it a certain way. Yeah. Inflection's a certain way. They can't change.
Yeah.
It's like this rote. It's like a song. They just will repeat it the same way. I have to be able to read it, you know, over and over again. And then, like I said, the 48th time I read it, I'm like, oh,
do you read it silently or do you read it?
I have to read it
orally.
Out loud.
You have to use your.
Yeah, I have to hear myself say it. Yeah.
That's interesting how you grasp things. Somebody sent me I happen to like listening to affirmations and things that are boosters.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody sent me something the other day, and I had to listen to it four times, and I heard it differently each time I heard it. But it was something that was in somebody else's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're not really focused, then you won't get it.
Yeah.
Because there are always these words, the nuance of how somebody says something. And that has to apply for acting. And all these different roles that you play, you can't play them the same way, although there are some people who play themselves. Clooney pretty much plays himself.
So do I, though.
You do.
I absolutely do, yeah. But I have to say, along those lines, you get to set, I'll get to set, and the way I've been hearing, it's not a monologue. I'm not alone, you know? So it's a conversation.
But you are alone when you're learning your lines.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing the other side.
So
I have to learn their side, too.
All right, so you're now on the Client List, which is a show with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
On Lifetime, yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Can you get me on the set of that?
Absolutely. You kidding me? I need a stunt double. Come on.
There are two reasons he wants to come.
But I don't have to be anything. He's going to let me come onto the set just to be an observer.
Exactly.
See?
Yeah.
Right. So you learn your lines. Do you think about what you know about the set and where you? I mean, this is like what most people don't even think about, the art of being an actor, of what you have to be thinking of.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I heard I was earlier talking about Jeff Daniels being interviewed by Tavis Smiley, and what he said. Was that Aaron Sorkin has sort of created the walking dialogue, moving and talking, whereas, and I thought about it in terms of when you're, or anybody is acting, it's usually you're standing in a place and it's your face.
Yeah.
Maybe some of your body, but you're not walking.
Yeah, Aaron Sorkin's the king of that. If you look at West Wing, I mean, every conversation was a walk and talk. It was just, and that way, there's movement, there's action, it's important. They're off to do something else, and we're having a conversation about personal stuff, but you know they're going to the Oval Office.
Yeah.
It's just so much more interesting. That's the way we live our lives. I call it business. I love business when I'm acting. Give me something to scribble or a piece of paper or something, because if you're just sitting there saying the words, it's just boring, you know?
It is, and it sounds almost like if you really get into it and you separate all of the things that are around and you listen to actors, it does sound like if you can separate them from everything else that they are just kind of singing the words.
Yeah, and you have to be nimble enough, and it's not improv. It's just you got to be able to react. And by the way, the best acting is done when you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I see there are actors that I've seen
on radio.
Yeah.
The best radio is done when you're listening.
Exactly. I mean, and, you know, like interviews, some of the greatest interviews I've heard you do or other people do, you let the interview, it's why you have the guest on the show.
Right. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I've been accused of asking questions.
Well, I mean, you have to control the interview, but lot of people will just wait for somebody to finish answering the question and then on with their next question, because my next thought is more important than whatever you're saying right now.
I don't want to know anything about the person I'm talking to.
Right.
I don't want to know nothing about this.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, how many times have you said that, though? Save it. Let's do it.
But it's a good thing. I mean, it keeps it fresh. I mean,
excuse me, Rich, what was it you just said?
Nothing.
And by the way, what you do is a lot harder because you can't fix it. I get 16 takes to make it perfect.
Okay, so we're watching the Client List, and you're into this thing.
Yeah, back to Jennifer Love Hewitt.
How many times are you likely to go through a scene before it gets...
Well, if I'm in an airplane bathroom with Jennifer Love Hewitt, I tend to just mess up because I don't want to leave that room. You know? I'm sorry. I need another. I've got something else I can do. Well, we did. That's where we met, actually. We met a long time ago, believe it or not, at Neverland Ranch. For Michael Jackson's dad's birthday party. Which is weird.
Really?
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
So you guys are riding the giraffe together, and
exactly.
Jennifer Love Hewitt looks at you and says...
Yeah, Emmanuel Lewis and I were playing a video game. And she put a quarter and said, I'm next. No, we were... but then, professionally, what we met was on this show called Love Bites, which I did, an anthology comedy. It's kind of like Love American Style. And my character gets a hall pass, basically, for my wife, because she says, oh, look, there's your girl, Jennifer Love Hewitt. We see her at the airport, and my wife's dropping me off, and I say, we've got that deal. Remember? She's at the top of my list. If I get a chance
with Jennifer... like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, you just can go off on your...
Oh, is that their relationship?
Apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Gwyneth Paltrow and... Chris Martin, know. Did you hear that, know. Jennifer?
I don't know about that at all. I cannot confirm that.
Wow, they have an open relationship.
I don't know.
But this was kind of...
A list is, Doug, if you have, like, your excuse list, it's like you get to make a list of five, and your wife gets to make a list of five.
If you ever get a shot.
That person, you can do it. Yeah.
So she's joking.
Send me the information about that. I may need that.
But I end up in first class, which you were going to talk about, you know, being first class and seeing another celebrity or something, and she's sitting there. And all of a sudden, this woman who's sitting next to her comes back to me and says, would you switch places with me? My baby's back here, and I want to see this, you know. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I go up there, and I find myself next to her, and we end up in the bathroom together about to join the Mile High Club. And then, as it was on that show, I couldn't pull the trigger. I was like, I'm married. I can't do this. I'm sorry. And it was so sweet, though. But we became
That
was on the show.
Now she's in your band, the band from TV.
Yeah, now she sings with the band. We are very, very close. She is one of my closest friends.
This seems like a nice kind of best. Right. So now, talking about riding in first class.
She's on my list, but
how often does this happen? And I say this only because it seems to have happened to me a lot this year, traveling back and forth. And my trips are very rarely anything other than Boston, L.A. Once in a while it's New York, L.A., but it's usually mostly Boston, L.A. So when I came out here last month, Michael Keaton and Michael Douglas were sitting behind me.
Wow.
And neither of them talked. They didn't talk to each other. Now, you think that here they're sitting opposite. I've told the story on the air about riding on the Concorde, and this is not... Richie, I mean, you know, I'm not about any of that stuff.
Well, you're on the Concorde, and you're going to get that.
McCartney's sitting next to me on the...
Oh.
So how do you not have that... And he sort of started it. He wanted to know what I did, because you're in the Concorde. You're sitting on top of each other. What do you do? So I started talking about it, blah, blah, blah. So, anyway... Keaton's behind me, like I'm in 4E and he's in 5B or something. And Michael Douglas is back here. And the two of them have to know each other or know who they are.
Yeah.
No conversation at all between the two of them. And Keaton, when he walked out, I was interested in, he's extraordinarily insecure. I mean, it would have been just...
Oh, really?
All over. Ugh. Yeah. And he put sunglasses on, and hello, you don't recognize my... So, and this is about keeping your image and remembering who's around. So last night I'm on the plane coming out here, and Dean Cain is sitting in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Good guy.
He sticks He sticks his wife and his kids in the back of the plane.
What did I just say? Did I just say good guy?
Well, I don't know if he is or isn't. I mean, I didn't have a conversation with him. I usually don't. I don't leave people alone.
Divorced, by the way, I think.
Is he?
I don't know.
Oh,
is
well, he? His wife and somebody was with him.
No,
maybe it was a woman and...
I don't know that for sure.
I gotta think he's got the money to pick the whole family up
front. But she came up. Maybe it was. Maybe it's sister and kids. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
So, but he's on the phone when we land. He's chewing out the car company, because they're supposed to meet him at a certain place. And he said, and it was in a way, it's fun. I don't want people to hear me when I'm ticked off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can get as ticked off as the next guy. Richie will tell you that.
Yeah.
But I don't want people around me.
What is it when people are on their cell phone and they think there's a cone of silence around them? I was renting a car just the other day, and I'm at this rental car place, and I'm standing there just waiting for them to give me a ride back. You know, they give you a ride back. And this guy next to me is on the cell phone, and he's yelling at his son. Yelling. I did not give you the authority to be a jerk and blah, 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 blah. I mean,
it wasn't Alec Baldwin because he doesn't have a son.
Right. True. I could not believe it. And I felt like I didn't do the right thing, because I should have said to him, hey, pal, you're on speakerphone right now. The world can hear you.
Right. But you're in a bubble. And if you're an actor or somebody that people know, even more so.
Well, I'll tell you something, and this goes back to crushepilepsy.com.
Yep.
One of the things that I have been able to, and I've had to throw out the window, is my son has had a seizure. He had a Disneyland, he had it out here and there. The worst thing that has ever happened to me, I've never talked about this, but we were at Disneyland and Jake had a huge seizure.
Yeah.
And I'm holding him and he's still seizing and people are taking pictures. And I was it was like...
So sad.
Yes. And I didn't even, and I'm just not the type of, I'm not going to yell and scream. Why would I waste my time? I'm with my son.
Well, you were busy too. I mean, gosh, you're worried about your kid.
Oh, and at Disneyland, they want to take you out of there, right, as soon as possible. There's people surrounding us. They're helping us. They couldn't be better. But people are walking by, and a lady said, and I'm like, wow. Wow. I mean, that was...
That's just from the same playbook as the guy, was it last week or the week before, where somebody either got run over or got shot or in some big city. I want to say
well,
New
we're
York
in this
city.
Little bit in society where we'd rather take him? Pictures than take help him. People. At the, you know,
ignore
if you
them.
Want to watch, you want to take yeah. a video.
So you can get how do you ignore right. somebody got run over by a cab or something?
Instead of helping, yes. they want to snap a
like
picture
of it. The
first
instinct is to get out your phone and take a camera.
Right. Everybody's got, yeah, exactly.
So,
everybody's got
Greg,
a camera.
I mean, this is kind of important because I mean, I don't really know what to do. If somebody does have a seizure, I mean...
Thank you for asking.
What should
this
we
is
do?
Huge. First of all, talkaboutit.org, my foundation, is set up for exactly this reason. Go to talkaboutit.org. You'll see your favorite celebrity. You'll learn something. Here's the most important thing. If you see someone have a seizure, help them before they hit the ground. The seizure is not going to hurt them. Hitting the ground, hitting their head, that's what's going to hurt them. Do not ever stick anything in their mouth. They cannot physically choke on their tongue. When you have a seizure, your muscles stiffen. One of your most powerful muscles in your body is your tongue. It gets straight and strong. It doesn't flop back into your... They cannot choke. Let them have their seizure. Turn them on their side so that any fluid that comes up, even spit, you can choke or suffocate on your own, you know, saliva. Put them on their side. Let them have this. Put something comfortable under their head, like your jacket or something, and let it ride out. If it lasts longer than 2 minutes, call paramedics or something. But know that they're going to come out of it. What happens during a seizure, and unfortunately I know this, is it's like an editor cuts that part of your life out. So you don't even know. Mm-hmm. They blink, right. And suddenly people are standing over there and going,
really?
Doug,
right.
Can you hear me? I mean,
they
imagine.
Don't
they don't know.
Wow.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's better.
Which is good. But they might wake up and they have scratches on their face because they've hit their, or they, blood, you know, something.
So the seizure itself will not harm them.
Well, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not going to say that 100%.
You don't play one on television?
Yeah, I have. That was with Billy Baldwin. Didn't even count. So there's different kinds of seizures,
nothing
certainly.
Nothing with the Baldwin's count.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But
no,
I mean, Jake's had thousands of seizures,
wow.
unfortunately, and I've seen all kinds. They're emotional. Yeah. And he's had, you know, we call them tonic-clonic seizures now. Grand mal, literally the word translates to the big evil. We don't use that word, those terms anymore, because we used to think that people were demonically possessed. You know, it's the stigma attached. But anyway, we've come a long way. People now talk about it. That's my whole mission, is to get the word out and raise money. That's why, you know, I've got crushepilepsy.com. On your mobile device, on your iPad, on your iPod, right now, go to crushepilepsy.com. There is a great company called king.com. They have a game waiting for you for free in the App Store.
It's a lot of fun.
Download that game, and a dollar goes right to the Epilepsy Foundation of America. Please
the game
tell
is free.
Everyone you know. Yeah, the game is free. Thank
and don't
you.
Forget to use getyauza.com when you just go to Yauza and get the benefit of all of the coupons for shopping this week. Bannedfromtv.org is the band that Greg has.
Yep.
I'm glad you were here, and we'll have to do this again.
Thank you so much.
It doesn't hurt.
You've got to let me take you to lunch, though.
Well, I'm going to let you take me to breakfast.
I'll
first.
Do that.
All right. It's 49 past the hour, and good day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my picks of the hottest holiday gift trends of 2012. The Samsung ES7100 Smart LED TV with a fully loaded web browser and access to hundreds of online apps such as ESPN, Score Center, Netflix, HBO Go, and Pandora. The ultra-thin ES7100 Smart LED TV is available for under $1,600. Samsung's retro-designed wireless audio music dock is bringing back vintage tech in style. This audio system features a vacuum tube amp which will change the way you listen to your tunes forever. You can dock, charge, and play music from both Samsung Galaxy and other music devices, or wirelessly stream music via Bluetooth. The Samsung Wireless Audio Music Dock comes in a high-gloss cherry wood or piano black finish for $530. Keurig has brewed up a new gift idea that provides greater control over your hot beverage king experience. The Keurig View V700 features an interactive color touchscreen that allows you to customize a variety of beverages including coffee, tea, cocoa, cider, and more. All in less than a minute, the Keurig V700 Brewer is available for under $230. The new Sports Champion 2 game for PlayStation 3 will get the entire family up off the couch and into the gameplay using PlayStation Move. With 5 new sporting events like skiing, boxing, tennis, golf, and bowling, there's something for everyone. The new Party Play Mode also lets family and friends compete in multi-sport tournaments. Sports Champions 2 is available for under $40. For more information, go to... We'll be right back.
my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
To be joined by the entire cast of the hit NBC show Heroes. I'm going to introduce you, starting with Jack Coleman, Hayden Panettiere, Adrian Pazdar, Milo Ventimiglia, Ali Lauter, Leonard Roberts, Noah Gray Cavey, Sendell Roma Murphy, Zachary Quinto, Masioka.
Here comes.
Until you're spoken to. And Greg Grunberg. Good morning,
Seriously.
On the roof at 30 Rock. I mean, she gets all the way. And by the way, like, we're friends. And she gets all the way down the line. Rama Murthy, she gets right. And she gets Grunberg wrong. Believe me, I said, that's okay, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you. Greg Grunberg is here for the balance of the program. In case you missed some of it, you can download the program at DougStephan.com. We're going to take some pictures here. We'll post them at DougStephan. We'll send them on Facebook. But you're going to be in charge of doing that because you're the technical wizard because you run Yowza.
Yes, I run Yowza.
Yowza.
But let me talk about this epilepsy thing, if I could, for a second.
Yeah, we have lots of time to talk about, but
that's
help
true.
Yourself. No.
I'm going to mention it 17 times because of this opportunity to raise money is unbelievable.
All right,
just fell in my lap.
All right.
Because of Yowza, because I've built this business and so many people have downloaded the app, this incredible gaming company called King.com just approached me and said, look, we've got a great game. It's free. We want to get it out there. We're launching it. And it's a great game. And I can't mention the name of the game because I want people to go to this link. And if they do, they'll download the game for free on their device. And a dollar for every download, a dollar will go to the Epilepsy Foundation of America.
So it costs you X number of dollars to sign up for the game.
No, it's free.
So how is
it going?
It's free. They want people using the game. They make, I'm sure
there's plenty of
advertising in the game. Yes. Right. Go to crushepilepsy.com. Crushepilepsy.com. My oldest son has epilepsy. I've been raising money. I've been raising awareness. I have a foundation called TalkAboutIt.org with Ken Loewenberg and Phil Gattone, who's the CEO of the Epilepsy Foundation of America, Warren Lambert, all these great people. But I'm telling you, if you just go to CrushEpilepsy.com, download the game, and a dollar goes to epilepsy, and they want to give us over $1 million.
Wow.
So I cannot encourage people enough. Send it out, retweet it.
But it's
tell
a fun
everybody.
Thing anyway. This is
it's a great game. It's a really fun game. And again, if I tell you the name of the game, you could get it without going through our link that was set up. It's the only way that they can monitor that we have sent people to download the game.
Right.
And it's a really
You've
great
got
game.
A million four followers on Twitter that should have taken care of it.
Yeah, I haven't even announced it on Twitter yet.
Oh, haven't you?
No, because it just went live. They're working on it. I said, look, I want to mention this on Doug's show. You have to make this work. And they honestly, I got out of the shower this morning and I checked it and it works.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to
Crush Epilepsy.
Where's my
Yep, I'm there now.
I got it.
You got it?
Yep.
It's a really fun game, too.
Cool.
It's free.
I'm so used to my...
Thank you for donating a dollar, by the way. You just donated a dollar.
All right.
Crush. Very cool.
Crush Epilepsy.
Yep.
Isn't this great?
Yeah. 1 in 26 Americans will develop epilepsy. I did not know that.
Right? .com, yeah.
This is really cool.
Yeah.
All right, my dollar's in.
Awesome. You're the greatest.
Yeah, we've all... Okay.
So, yeah, this is such a scary thing, and I'm interested to talk to you about this as a dad because
do it on your device, by the way. You can't. It says for every mobile download. So if you hit mobile, then
because it's a mobile game, right?
On your phone, just go to crushepilepsy.com or your iPod or your iPad or.
Did you know your son had? How did he diagnose before? Did he have a seizure first, or?
Yeah, he was 7, and he started having these little staring spells, and we thought he was ignoring us. His head wasn't even shaking or anything. He would just, for 3 seconds, he would just be staring at us for a second. Then I'd go, wait a minute, hey Jake, come on, pay attention. You know, snap my finger. I mean, honestly, we didn't know what seizures were. We had no education in epilepsy or seizures at all. There's a stigma attached to epilepsy that's terrible.
And it didn't start till he was 7, huh?
Till he was 7, which is a good thing and a bad thing. The good news about that is the first 6 years, 7 years is when your brain develops as a child. So, you know, those are the crucial years. But any time in your life, if you have any kind of seizure, you have to rush. If you have, you know, ongoing seizures, you've got to rush and get to an epileptologist, a specialist, go to the website, you know, Epilepsy Foundation of America or epilepsy.com, and find the right care because even one seizure is too many. And he started having these staring spells. They developed into worse seizures and worse. And he's had brain surgery. He's doing great, though. I mean, he's an amazing 16-year-old kid, you know, high school.
Okay.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's the thing about epilepsy.
His friends don't know.
We talk about it with everyone. So, yeah, his friends know. It's important that people around
you.
And seizures, you never drop like a rock. If you see someone having a seizure, give them a hug. Make sure they don't hit the ground.
Animals can have them, too.
Yes, dogs.
In fact, Greg Grunberg is here with Jennifer and Rich and Doug at 59 past the hour. This is...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.